Daniel took time to develop his inner qualities. You see, in the world today, we emphasize what qualities, inner or outer? Outer qualities. Your hair, get those lashes. The cool bags, handbags, shoes, everything has to match. But it's the inner qualities that's gonna sustain a relationship, a marriage, a faith. It's gonna sustain you and your relationship with your children over the long run. It's inner qualities.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, Pastor Wayne is going to be taking us through the life of Daniel, where we'll see that he had a reputation for being 10 times wiser than all the other wise men in the kingdom. It all began with Daniel developing extraordinary inner qualities. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Building a 10 Times Spirit.
Let's take out our notes. It's so good to have those of you that are here for the very first time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to talk about the classic story out of the book of Daniel. Daniel is known as a man with an excellent spirit. And we're going to talk about that today. The book of Daniel is filled with tests. How many of you hate tests like I hate them? Yeah, full of tests. In 586 BC, four Hebrew children came together up to Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and a guy named Daniel. They had all their names changed. It was Azariah, Mishael, Hananiah, and they changed their names to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel's name was changed to Belteshazzar. And then they enter and embark on test after test after test. The king's foods and the king's ways. They said, no, we are God's people and we're going to eat God's food. Oh, what about you bowing down to this golden statue? No, we can't. Another test. If you don't, you'll be thrown into the furnace of fire. It's okay. Daily tests. Later on, you're going to find Daniel thrown into the lion's den when he was told to stop praying. Tests. You'll have them every day. It's not if you have tests, it's when. And here's the problem, you don't know when. It'll pop up, but tests aren't bad because tests remind you, do you really still want to be a man of God? Do you still really want to be a woman of God? Is that what you want to be? I need to be asked that question often because like the children of Israel that were taken to Babylon, their identities were changed. So that they'll forget who they were and become Babylonian. But they said, no, we don't mind the tests because it keeps reminding us whose we are. The tests of the world, like in school, will test your knowledge. The tests of God will test your character, your spirit. As was the story of these four guys, they were college buddies. They were messing around in town only to realize, looking at their watch, oh, we're late for class. They're zipping down to school, four of them in one car, thinking, what's our excuse? What's our excuse? And then they finally pull in, run into the classroom. They said, just, we got to say it in chorus. We had a flat tire. Everybody got it? Flat tire. Okay, good. They run in there, and the teacher says, why are you guys so late? In chorus. We had a flat tire. So he said, okay, well, I want you to sit here, you sit over there, you sit over here, and you sit way over here. I want all four of you to take out a piece of paper. I'm going to give you a test. What tire was flat? You see, in the world, they test your knowledge. God tests your heart. And all through the book of Daniel, we find the character of Daniel and his friends being tested again and again. You say, Wayne, how did Daniel fare so well? Five kings he served, from Nebuchadnezzar all the way through. Two were assassinated, then a guy named Nabonidus, and then Belshazzar. Then he went into Darius the Mede. I mean, all of these kings he served. And when going through all of the tests, yet they said, this is the guy we want to be the top influencer of our country. Five, six kings. What caused him to fare so well? Well, we're going to find out in one scripture, Daniel 5:12, exactly why. And we're going to read it here up on the screen. up against the beautiful ko'olaus. What do you think about that, huh? Let's read it together, would you? Go. This was because an excellent spirit, knowledge and insight, interpretation of dreams, and explanation of enigmas, and solving difficult problems were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. We find these qualities in Daniel. Excellent spirit, ability to solve problems, interpretation of dreams, knowledge and insight. That's what made him a man of an extraordinary spirit. The word excellent or extraordinary is a Hebrew word which means a jutting rock. It's sort of like on the plains out there, let's say a tectonic shift took place and one of the rock plates just went bang and broke through the ground. Well, for miles you see this jutting rock. That is what the Bible calls an extraordinary, and then you fill in the blank. They use that picture to say that was the kind of spirit Daniel had. That whenever he entered the room and people would talk to him just for a few minutes, they'd say, he's got an extraordinary spirit. She's got an extraordinary spirit. I want us to be a people of God that when people are done talking with us, they say, man, those people at New Hope, they have an extraordinary spirit about them. It's an excellent spirit. Because when you have an excellent spirit, everything else will work out. When you got a bad spirit, everything goes bad. So we want to take a look at two tests today, and I'm going to give you two tests. Are you ready for two tests? Okay, yes. Somebody said no, you're going to get it anyway. Here are the two tests. First of all, I'm going to give you a test to see how you fare in these qualities, all right? I'm going to give you a description of each, and you just rate yourself 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1. And then I'm going to give you another test to see if you have the potential to build this kind of spirit, all right? The potential to be a people with an extraordinary spirit. Are you ready for it? Okay, here it is. We're going to give you a test. Now, remember, if I give you a description and it's, wow, that's me all the time, you put a little 5 on your paper, just on the side. There's no real room for it. Just put a 5 and you're going to add it all up. And if I make a description and you say, well, that's me most of the time, then put a 4. If you say, well, that's me once in a while, you put 3. If that's me once in a blue moon, that's 2. And 1, if you say, that's me when the roof falls in. Okay, all right. So here, and it's only 4 questions, because there's 4 qualities we're going to discuss this morning, and we're going to unpack each of those so that we'll learn what it means to be a people of a 10X spirit. Here's the first description, to see how you fare along with Daniel here. An excellent spirit. What is an excellent spirit? Well, I am someone who always possesses a positive attitude, bringing a fresh perspective to each situation, and people can depend on me with confidence. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1. Just write it down real quick. You can shield it with your hand so your husband doesn't see. Go ahead. Otherwise, your wife will look over and say, you lie. Okay. Knowledge and insight. I am known as knowledgeable, but yet always teachable. I bring wisdom to help people understand God's best for each situation. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, good. Next one, interpretation of dreams. Whatever the situation may be, I am able to discern what God is saying. Others see it as trustworthy, and it brings confidence and direction to them. 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1. Does that describe you? All right. Then the last one. Explanation of enigmas and solving difficult problems. Now, the word enigma just means a tangled up, gnarly problem. And you will find those complex compound problems that you're going to face. Those are called enigmas. They're just hard to figure out. So, here it is. Others look to me when complicated situations arise, and I am able to solve them in a way that is wise and everyone benefits and feels valued. Okay? All right, write 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead. Now add them up. Add them up. What do you get? All right, here it is. I'll give you the scoring now. If you hit 20, we will name a book of the Bible after you. If it's 17 through 19, you should have been the next pope. If now it goes downhill from here, 10 through 16, you'll only have to spend 1 year in purgatory before heaven. And if it's 9 or under, don't worry, you scored what Pastor James scored. So you are fine, absolutely fine. You can tell a lot about people by the tests they go through and how they fare. One man said it this way. The boat or the sailboat, the boat looks fine in the harbor, but that's not what boats are made for. They're made for the open seas. And that's where you're going to get the tests. We can look nice in church, but it's out there where the tests come. When you get the test and you are reminded or asked afresh, do you really want to be an ambassador of God? But I want to talk about your spirit. Because you see, you cannot prepare for every test, nor can you get rid of tests. Because sometimes we think Christianity is God remove all the problems from my life. It's a life absent of problems. Oh, that's bliss. That's what Christianity is. If you think that's what it is, then just take a look at the life of Christ. He was tested, tempted. He was hated, despised. People were suspicious of him all the time. So sometimes we think that the Christian life should be an easy street life, and that's a myth. You're going to face tests all the time, but you can't get rid of them, nor can you try to prepare for everyone. But if you can prepare your spirit, then when you're in the midst of that, you can navigate it well, even though you don't know what the problem is. And that's what we want to talk about. Not getting rid of problems, not trying to figure all of them out in advance, but it's to getting your spirit right so that you have an extraordinary spirit. Then whatever problem you encounter, you'll do fine, because it's not knowledge, it's your spirit. Now, each of us has that potential to develop a Daniel kind of spirit. That's what David had. That's why God said, David is a man after my own heart. He worked a lot on his spirit. Because you see, if you wait until you're tested before you try and figure out what you're going to say, it's too late. Or if my heart is always tilted towards sin, but I'm in middle church and everybody expects different of me, so I can play this role, but as soon as I get a chance, what's going to happen? Kaboing. It's like this Christian guy, he was really good in church, but one day he was walking down by the ocean and he saw a bottle and a cork was in it, and he pulled it out and boop, there comes a genie. Hi, she said, I will grant you 2 wishes. He said, oh, anybody looking? No. Okay. I've always wanted this. I've always wanted this. What? She said. He said, oh, I want a beautiful red Ferrari. The genie said, red Ferrari. Okay. Poof. There was a red Ferrari. He said, oh, good. Now, here's what I really want. What? Said the genie. I want to become irresistible to every woman that sees me. The genie said, I thought you were a Christian. Shh. This is what I want, though. I want to be irresistible to every woman that gets a hold of me. The genie said, okay, poof, he turned into a credit card. That'll teach him. Because see, if your spirit's already straying, you've already lost before the problem comes. So we've got to work on our spirit here, and that's what Daniel did. So that he had the answer before the question was asked. Before he was tempted, he's already answered it. As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Listen carefully. If I know what my wife is going to answer when she encounters a temptation or a test, If I know she will answer with grace, with commitment to Christ to me, if Anna knows what I will answer to whatever temptation comes, whatever test comes, if she's confident that Wayne, my husband, I know what he's going to answer. I know what his answer is, whatever comes his way. I know he's going to, if it's a complicated problem, I know my husband's going to answer it this way. He's going to get advice. He's going to get the best wisdom he can. He's going to take some time on it. But in the end, he's going to try to answer it the way Jesus wants it answered. Now, when she knows that what I'm going to answer before the question's asked, can you understand the peace that comes into her heart? I know what he's going to answer. Do you understand the trust that'll happen in a relationship? It's like, I trust her. She trusts me. It's cool. There's peace that comes. There's confidence that comes. There's great hope that's there. There's so much that enters the household. And now we can get on with being friends. And we're not trying to cautiously watch everything that goes on. You don't have to worry about that. You move onward. If you know the answer before the question is asked. And I can look at you and believe that every single one of us here can develop that kind of extraordinary spirit where we've decided to follow Jesus here before anything else happens there. That's the beginning of an extraordinary spirit. So the first test was, how did you fare with Daniel's qualities? And here's the second test. The second test is this. If I can figure out what your answer is to this next question, before you even come to the conclusion, I can tell you what your conclusion is going to be. I'm going to let you choose any number between 1 and 10. I'm going to tell you what that number is. And if I can figure that out, that tells me that you have the potential to be people of an extraordinary spirit. Are you ready for that? Okay, here it is. I want you right now, because I'm going to just tell you what your number is. Here it is. Here's the test. I want you to choose a number between 1 and 10. And you can write it down or think it in your head. Just remember it. But don't make it a fraction of or minus number. Just like 3 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 1 or whatever it might be. 10 is fine. All right? So get your number. Ready? Between 1 and 10. You got it? Okay. Multiply it by 2. By 2. All right? I know it's hard. If it's 3, it's 6. Okay. All right? Then add 9 to it. Add 9. Okay? 6 plus 9 is 15, just to help you guys out, whatever it might be. All right? Got it? All right, minus 3. Minus 3. Got it? Okay. Divided by 2. I know this is a hard one. Divided by 2. Gave us 12 at 6. Here. Okay? Divided by 2. And then now minus your original number. Okay? Is your number 3? If it's not, you are not a good mathematician. That's all I can say. Yeah. So you have to go back over your math. The problem is not that I didn't get your number. The problem is you didn't get your number. All right. Well, if you want to know how I did that, it'll be $19.95 for 5 easy, simple payments. Yeah. You know, each of us has really the ability to be developing an extraordinary spirit. If we will follow the examples of Daniel. So would you write in your notes, number 1, here's an excellent spirit. He developed his inner qualities. Daniel took time to develop his inner qualities. You see, in the world today, we emphasize what qualities, inner or outer?
Outer.
Outer qualities, your hair. Get those lashes, the cool bags, handbags, shoes, everything has to match. We put out so much energy on the outer, which isn't wrong, but sometimes I see a beautiful lady, but as soon as she opens her mouth, it's like, ooh, she's ugly. Because we spend so much time on our outer, but not any on our inner qualities. But it's the inner qualities that's going to sustain a relationship, a marriage, a faith. It's going to sustain you and your relationship with your children over the long run. It's inner qualities. Otherwise, you'll have even our children spending so much time on the outer qualities of looking cool and faddish and using the right words. but not enough on the inner. And when that happens, it doesn't matter how cool the outer looks, you'll lose it all. Daniel says, make sure you spend time on the inner qualities of your life, character, honesty, to spend time on perspective, getting the right perspective, on wisdom, on patience, on kindness and goodness. And that's what the fruit of the Spirit is all about. The inner qualities. Because if you don't get that, you can have the outer qualities, but it'll fall. As was the situation with the Great Wall of China. Over 4,000 miles of wall to keep the Mongols of the north out from invading China. 4,000 miles. The wall, and I've gone on parts of it, the wall at some parts are 30 feet high. 30 feet, higher than this auditorium's ceiling. 30 feet high and about 20 to 40 feet wide with archery towers all over the place for its fortification. It was impregnable. You can see it from space. It seemed like it was impossible for anybody to break through this. Except it wasn't the truth. Because the Mongols attacked it and they came right through. Well, did they jump over? Nope. Pole vault over? Nope. Got on a rocket and went over? Nope. How'd they get through? Real easy. They bribed a gatekeeper. It was done. You see, it doesn't matter how much outer you have. You can have opulence and you can have millions in the bank. You can have all kinds of corporation and companies, but your family could be falling apart. Your life could be falling apart. You're ready to put a pistol to your head because the inner qualities have not been invested in. And so Daniel here is talking about the importance of your heart. If you don't invest in it, that's why you have people with a bitter heart, selfish spirit, greedy spirit, worldly spirit, angry spirit. They can look good on the outside. Story is told in the New Testament where miracles were taking place. And a guy named Simon the magician said, whoa, this is so cool. I want to look like that. Like what? Well, so I can do miracles. In other words, he's saying, so people see me as popular and influential and kind of gather around me. And Peter said, what are you doing? He said, no. How much you want for that? I'll buy the Holy Spirit. And Peter says something really interesting. Let's read this in the scriptures here. Go. You have no part or portion in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Therefore, repent and pray the Lord that if possible, of your heart may be forgiven you. Stop there for a second. What did he say? That the what? Did you know that God checks us out in the intentions of our heart? That's where your spirit is, see? And if our intention or our spirit is wrong, why should God go any further? Because you'll open the gate when you're bribed, when no one's looking. You'll want to be someone else. Let's continue and see what his response was. Go. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bondage of iniquity. Now stop there. Where was that gall of bitterness and bondage of iniquity? Outside? No. The chains were on the inside. Continue. But Simon answered and said, oh, pray to the Lord for me yourselves, so that nothing of what you said may come upon me. You see, he knew that he needed to have a change of heart if he was going to develop a spirit of excellence. And so would you write down the requirement? The requirement is teachability. Teachability. You gotta have teachability. Often people come to church and they hear stuff, but they're not teachable, so there's nothing that takes place inside of them in their spirit. Teachability. People, you know, in the end, people don't care how many scriptures you know. They wanna know that God has changed your heart, because the very next thing that Daniel's gonna talk about, would you write it down? Is, here it is, knowledge and insight.
You have just heard part one of a message entitled Building a 10 Times Spirit by Dr. Wayne Cordero. We'll pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast.
Do you remember what it was like being a child? When the playground instantaneously transformed into a rocket ship? When that cardboard box became your own Cadillac? Back then, anything seemed to be possible, and nothing could stop you. What about now? When was the last time you decided to dream? Have you stopped dreaming? Don't be afraid to think outside of the box and dream big. Don't let reality suppress your creativity. Let your cubicle become your command center. Let the world become your personal life-size playground. May you have the creativity to dream wild dreams and the courage to take one step closer to it. And when you release your dreams, you'll remember that even today, hope is alive.
Discover hope this weekend at New Hope Oahu. For more information, visit enewhope.org.